USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation. A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Free COVID test kits are going to become available in America beginning on Wednesday. There's going to be a limit of 4 test kits per household when the federal government begins taking orders on January 19th. The tests are expected to be shipped then within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The Biden administration has ordered hundreds of thousands of home test kits that can be ordered at covidtests.gov. Over 200 New Jersey firefighters still at the scene of an 11-alarm chemical blaze in downtown Passaic. The mayor saying the fire started at about 8:30 last night at Majestic Industries. It has spread to another chemical plant next door. NorthJersey.com says the overwhelming scent of smoke and chemicals was enough to make people's eyes water in the vicinity, and residents have been evacuated from the area. People living nearby are being told to close their windows. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Jeffrey Epstein's cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell, will face sentencing this summer, as the judge in her sex abuse trial has said Maxwell will be sentenced on June 28th. The longtime friend of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein faces up to 65 years for sex trafficking. Maxwell's lawyers are pushing for the guilty verdict to be thrown out after two jurors spoke about their own experiences with sexual abuse during the deliberations. A former White House advisor to ex-President Barack Obama is pleading guilty to wire fraud. Yesterday, District of New York U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said Seth Andrew pleaded guilty to stealing from a school that he had helped create. Andrew allegedly stole $218,000 from Democracy Prep Public Schools and now faces the possibility of up to 20 years behind bars. And today marks the 13th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson. That's, of course, when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, the now famous Sully Sullenberger, managed to land that plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. Many remember seeing the passengers standing on the wings and the rafts of the jet as commuter ferry boats were helping bringing them to shore. And this is USA Radio News.